Trumas Berches Mishne Zayin. The Rav's Mashna are dealing here with two vessels, one on top of the other, and then the bottom vessel has a Mishameres, which is a strainer. I think it's like a cloth that would keep out when they would make wine, so they would pour it in there, and then there, you know, the sediment and things like that would stay on top of the strainer, and all the liquid in the wine would go through it, almost like a cloth. So Mishameres Shel Yayin, this strainer that's on top of wine, on the bottom vessel, and then the top vessel on top of it was left open, Asuru Mishum Giloi. It's also because of Giloi. And the reason I say that we're dealing with two vessels, the Rav's Mashut says, Sh'afal pisha kli hatachtoin, the bottom kli is mechus b'mishmeres. It's mashma that there's a top kli on this as well. And the Rav himself says that this is what we're dealing with. And it's a problem because of Giloi, because we assume that the venom goes through the mishmeres, and it enters the covered kli on the bottom, and therefore it's aser. Rabbi Nechemya Mater. Rabbi Nechemya holds that the poison will not penetrate through the strainer. It'll actually float on top of it. The Rambam seems to go a little in detail. In the details of poison, he says it almost seems like the molecules or the whatever types of things he's talking about of poison, they stick together. And therefore, they won't go through the strainer. Sounds like it's some type of machlekes and mitzias. But the Rav and the Rambam both say the halacha is not like Rabbi Nechemya. It's like the Tanakama. And it would be also Mishum Giloi.